All right, one question that was asked in the halakha, in the laws of tefillin. A major question, actually, where is the optimum place to place the tefillin shel yad? Let's discuss first where it is forbidden to put the tefillin shel yad, and then we can get closer to the mark. Clearly the halakha says it's somewhere between the elbow going upward towards the shoulder. So it's within that range. It is definitely not in the socket, let's say, of the elbow, which would be below the muscle. No part of the tefillin should be below the muscle. The muscle would be the part of flesh that protrudes upward, that is in between the shoulder and the elbow. Sometimes people have large tefillin, so the tefillin extend into that area that is forbidden, and therefore one must be careful that it does not go past the muscle at all. Furthermore, one must make sure that it doesn't go too high, which means it could be past the muscle towards the shoulder. So that's one thing is for certain. The tefillin has to be on the extended, protruded part. According to the Gaon Mevilna, any part of the muscle is kasher. He doesn't make a chinuk between the top half or the lower half. The muscle is all equal, so long as the whole tefillin is on the muscle itself, it is kasher, on the bicep, we'll call it. However, according to Shulchan Aruch, as well as the Mishnah Berura and Hosech HaTehila, really the tefillin should be placed on the lower half of the muscle towards the elbow. So therefore, one should try to position it a little lower than higher. Again, if putting it lower is going to cause it to be past the muscle, then everybody would agree better to put it a little higher to get the whole tefillin on the muscle itself. But the chetahina, one should try to get half the way down to put the tefillin, and it will it'll extend downward. Now, it should be pointed out as well. The chetahina, the tefillin should be placed on a little slant, or a tilt, we'll call it, towards the heart. Now, many people don't know exactly how much to tilt it. Now, some people tilt it too much, and therefore it's totally inverted inward. The way you judge it is, if you put your hand down, straight down, naturally, just let your hand drop down, the box will automatically be just touching the heart. Which means it'll be towards the heart, and it'll be touching it. If it's touching it even when your hand is not down, that already means it's too much inverted. I mean, only when your hand is fully extended down, then the box of the tefillin is touching the side of your heart, and that is the shi'ur, that is the amount. So again, I want you to be very careful. Again, this is a mitzvah de'oraita, one of the most serious mitzvot, and it's possible that a person could be wearing tefillin his whole life, but he never put it on in the right spot. Because he never checked and he never learned. There again, the halakha on the muscle, the chetahila on the second part of the muscle going down towards the elbow, the whole box on the muscle, and slanted inwardly towards the liver.